Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this the special program on a Sunday morning. Normally we have at this time probably a panel discussion or a lecture or a talk or some program in that line, but today we're doing a launch of a CD. I must say a very sentimental day for me as well for many reasons, and I'll articulate it inshallah as we go along with regards to the reason for that. But today we launch a CD, generally done before the month of Ramadan. So when the month of Ramadan comes, it is the peak period for the radio. So it gives us something to be able to play on and something to be able to motivate the listeners, etc. We're calling the CD Fikri Hashimi. And also we've then attributed the CD to a good friend of mine, Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Pir Ali Sahab, Rahmatullahi Alayhi. I want to take you to the reasons for the naming of the CD, as well as why is it so special that we've dedicated it to Maulana. And when we go along also, we're going to be giving away some CDs, we're going to be giving away to some listeners the CD that is here available, that is going to be playing on Radio Islam and is going to be launching today. So there'll be a few lucky listeners, inshallah, that will be getting a copy of the CD as well. So stay tuned within the hour. It's hopefully a good hour. It's hopefully a light-hearted hour. And it's something that all of us, inshallah, can just... And it's always nice to have a new nizam to listen to. And it's always nice to have something different to listen to in the car or to stream or to play on the radio as well. So to begin the program, let's ask Hafiz Hanzala, who is behind the scenes this morning, to give us the first run. And when we return from the first nizam, inshallah, we shall then speak about the CD.
سانسوں کی تکرار میں اللہ روح کے نازک تار میں اللہ پھولوں کی مہکار میں اللہ چڑیوں کی چہکار میں اللہ گلشن میں گلزار میں اللہ چمن میں لالا زار میں اللہ دریاؤں کی دھار میں اللہ صحرا میں کوہسار میں اللہ چوٹی پر اور غار میں اللہ مسجد میں بازار اللہ مومن کی تلوار میں اللہ غازی کی للکار میں اللہ غازی کی للکار میں اللہ سانسوں کی تکرار میں اللہ روحوں کی نازک تار میں اللہ پھولوں کی مہکار میں اللہ چڑیوں کی چہکار میں اللہ گلشن میں گلزار میں اللہ چمن میں لالا زار میں اللہ دریاؤں کی دھار میں اللہ صحرا میں کوہسار میں اللہ چوٹی پر اور غار میں اللہ مسجد میں بازار میں اللہ مومن کی تلوار میں اللہ غازی کی للکار میں اللہ غازی کی للکار میں اللہ مقتل میں اور دار میں مقتل میں اور دار میں اللہ کٹیاں میں دربار میں اللہ کٹیاں میں دربار میں اللہ پتوں میں اشجار میں اللہ روحوں کے اقرار میں اللہ بخشی کے انکار میں اللہ خالد کی للکار میں اللہ ایوبی یلغار میں اللہ ایوبی یلغار میں اللہ اپنوں میں اغیار میں باہر اللہ در میں اللہ دل میں اللہ در میں اللہ نگر میں اللہ ڈگر میں اللہ شجر میں اللہ حجر میں اللہ سفر میں اللہ حضر میں اللہ تاروں میں اور قمر میں اللہ تاروں میں اور قمر میں اللہ صدیق اور عمر میں اللہ صدیق اور عمر میں اللہ عثمان و حیدر میں عثمان حیدر میں اللہ حسان اور حسین میں اللہ حسان اور حسین میں اللہ حباب اور خبیب میں اللہ حباب اور خبیب میں اللہ عمار اور صہیب میں اللہ عمار اور یاسر میں اللہ قرآن کی تفسیر میں اللہ حیدر کی شمشیر میں اللہ حیدر کی شمشیر میں اللہ دیوبند کی تنویر میں اللہ دیوبند کی تنویر میں اللہ دیوبند کی تنویر میں اللہ محمود شبیر میں اللہ اللہ محمود شبیر میں اللہ قاسم کی تحذیر میں اللہ طالب کی تحذیر میں اللہ قاسم کی تحذیر میں اللہ قاسم کی تحذیر میں اللہ طیب کی تقریر میں اللہ اشرف کی تحریر میں اللہ طیب کی تقریر میں اللہ اشرف کی تحریر میں اللہ گنگوہی تدبیر میں اللہ قرآن کی تفسیر میں اللہ حیدر کی شمشیر میں اللہ دیوبند کی تنویر میں اللہ محمود شبیر میں اللہ قاسم کی تحذیر میں اللہ طیب کی تقریر میں اللہ اشرف کی تحریر میں اللہ
Respected listeners, it was one of the clips, one of the nizams on the CD that we are launching this morning. I love this nizam for the simple reason, it just brings out the Allah in everything. It tells you about the Allah in the masjid, the Allah in the workplace, the Allah at home. Everywhere you go is Allah. In the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is Allah. In Umar radiallahu anhu is Allah. In the Quran is Allah. In the Nabi is Allah. Everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this year, respected listeners, is obviously the launch of the Nazam or the CD called Fikri Hashimi. When I was young, and we would travel, then we had such a unique archive of cassettes that we would listen to continuously in the car when we would travel. And that is, I suppose, whereby the love of nasheeds and nazams and all of that came into me. And obviously as we grew and the archives and the collection grew as well, until today the collection is still there. It requires a bit of help from my side to perhaps just try and convert that to CD, which is a tedious process, but nevertheless, inshallah ta'ala, it will happen one day sooner rather than later. And because of that, I thought I owed it to my parents, especially my father, who would always then listen, he would rewind, explain the meaning of some of the nasheeds, etc. And on that, I've called it Fikr Hashimi. I asked one of the ustad, I said, you know, I want to dedicate this to my father and make sure that my father, Mufti Hashim Boja of Actonville, just so that I could acknowledge the favors of my parents upon me and the great amount of service that they had done, the sacrifice that they had done, just so that we may achieve our goals. You know, respected listeners, one of the greatest sacrifices that anyone could ever make is the parents that make the sacrifice for their kids. And in acknowledgement of that, I've called it Fikri Hashimi because under the honorable name of my father, Mufti Hashim Boja, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him, bless my parents as well, my mother as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the longest of lives, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them with good health in their lives as well. To go on with today's program, one of the other aspects that we had done was we've attributed to Mawlana Ibrahim Pir Ali, which I will explain inshallah after the next clip. Why is it that Mawlana Ibrahim Pir Ali played such a vital and important role in these CDs that we launched? But what we want to do, if you need, if you would like a copy of this, or if you would like to send you a complimentary copy of the CD, just do me one favor, either give us a call, the number is 011-854-1548. Hafiz Hanzala is waiting for your call, and just tell us one good thing about the Ulama Profile program that you've heard, one of the elders or one of the Ulama that you know that has done something good, or something your parents has done for you that has made you who you are. And whoever is that, inshallah, we're giving away a few CDs. If you can just give us a call and you can tell us, look, this is what one of the ulama of the ulama profile programs has done, or this is what one of the local alim, something positive has done, then inshallah, we're going to be taking a few from those, and we are going to be doing a distribution or a complimentary giving away of these CDs. Alternatively, you can send me a text or a WhatsApp. The number is 071-878-9748. And if you will do that, just to tell me what is the reason that some of your parents had done for you, or what is it the sacrifice your parents had done for you to be able to achieve some of your goals in life. And on that, inshallah, we will be choosing a few and we will be then giving them complimentaries at the end of the program with the will and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The text number is 071-878-9748. 071-878-9748. Send me a WhatsApp message, or alternatively just call into the program. Call in would be better. The number is 011-854-1548. Hafiz Hanzala is waiting to take your call. And if you do that, inshallah, I know there's several people that are listening. One CD that I have to promise one person is my friend Maulana Abdullah Hafiji. His mother has always been asking me for one CD, and I know I owe her one. But inshallah, the first CD I'm going to be giving to her this morning, inshallah, I will try and send it to one of the people that are traveling. Maulana Abdullah, or the parents of Maulana Abdullah, Rashid Bhai, if you're listening, inshallah, I'll be sending you the CD soon. Or if you're passing here, please pop in for a cup of tea, and inshallah ta'ala, we'll try and send you that. The second nasheed that we are going to be playing, Hafiz Abu Bakr Haydari just launched this now lately. It's called Islam Chamkega. When there's so much of despondency, there's so much of people that are just sad and worried about what's going on in the Muslim Ummah. So Hafiz Abu Bakr launched a CD probably within the last month or so. And in that there's a clip, this one was given live, where he just speaks about how Islam is going to once again glow. Islam is going to once again shine. And Islam is going to bring out its beauty. Let's take a listen to the next number, Islam Chamkega. And this year is sung by Hafiz Abu Bakr Haydari.
Sada Islam.
بہت خراب ہے لیکن ایک اللہ کا وعدہ بھی ہے اس کو مت بھولیے جو یہ ایمان رکھتے ہیں دونوں ہاتھ اٹھا کے سدا اسلام چمچا ہے سدا اسلام چمکے گا سدا اسلام چمچا ہے سدا اسلام چمچے گا دونوں ہاتھ سدا اسلام چمچا ہے اسلام چمکے گا سدا اسلام چمکا ہے سدا اسلام چمکے گا محمد مصطفی صلی محمد مصطفی صلی علی لالام چمکے گا سدا اسلام چمکا ہے سدا اسلام چمکے گا
تھوڑا سا والے بڑھائے مائک کا
سدا اسلام چمکا ہے سدا اسلام چمکے گا محمد مصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم چمکے گا بروز حشر جب مجمع حشر جب مجمع لگے گا حوض کوثر پر بروز حشر جب مجمع لگے گا حوض کوثر پر بروز حشر جب مجمع لگے گا حوض کوثر پر ہمارا جام چمکے گا شہدی کی تجلی سے ہمارا جام چمکے گا شہدی کی تجلی سے ہمارا جام
جس کو سمجھتا ہے اللہ علیہ وسلم چاہیے، ہاتھ مبارک سے چاہنے کا سر پینے کا تمنا ہے، جو یہ تمنا رکھتے ہیں دونوں ہاتھ اٹھا کے،
سدا اسلام چمکا ہے، سدا اسلام چمکے گا، سدا اسلام چمکا ہے، سدا اسلام چمکے گا۔
کیا فرماتے ہیں شاعر،
نہ گھبراؤ مسلمانوں، نہ گھبراؤ مسلمانوں، بھروسہ رکھو اللہ پر، نہ گھبراؤ مسلمانوں، بھروسہ رکھو اللہ پر، ہمارا نام چمکے گا۔
کہہ دے انشاءاللہ، دونوں ہاتھ اٹھا دے انشاءاللہ،
نہ گھبراؤ مسلمانوں، بھروسہ رکھو اللہ پر، نہ گھبراؤ مسلمانوں، بھروسہ رکھو اللہ پر، ظالم مٹنے والا ہے، ہمارا نام چمکے گا، تیزاد مٹنے والا ہے، ہمارا
اسلام چمکے گا۔ یس ڈیفینیٹلی ریسپیکٹڈ لسنرز، لیٹس ناٹ بی ریسپونڈنٹ، اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی از ڈیفینیٹلی گوئنگ ٹو لیٹ اسلام اسپریڈ تھرو آؤٹ دا ورلڈ، اینڈ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی از گوئنگ ٹو موسٹ ڈیفینیٹلی لیٹ اسلام وانس اگین کم اباؤٹ الائیو ان دا ورلڈ۔ وی ہیو تھری کالرز ان لائن، برادر محمد، السلام علیکم و رحمۃ اللہ۔
السلام و رحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ۔ مولانا، Your program regarding focusing on the ulama as the life, the sacrifices, has been very inspirational, and it is actually highlighting the sacrifice they've given selflessly towards serving deen in this country. One of them that really outstands amongst what I've been hearing, look, everyone deserves a due, but Qari Rawat of Palm Ridge, the man in which he sacrificed till the last, it was remarkable. It was really inspiring that we in the same field should desire to serve the same way to the community as well as the people at large. That is really what has really taken me and moved me. And what I have achieved, I should say, it is undoubtedly through the du'as of my late mom. That these were her du'as, that when my children grow up, I will send them to Makkah and Medina and let them learn deen and become good Muslims.
Amen.
It was her du'as that my ambition was in life to become a doctor with my big brother, and Allah Ta'ala chose me in the other field, and Allah chose him in the other field. And as I said, that's from there I've also learned a lesson in the du'a of the mothers. Generally the parents, but the mother's wife is very, very potent.
Mawlana Muhammad Patel from Azhar. Mawlana, Jazakallah so much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Mawlana, Jazakallah for calling in. I will send your CD in the week, Mawlana.
No problem. Jazakallah.
Jazakallah. We have another call on the line. Brother Saeed, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Brother Saeed, how are you finding the nizam this morning?
Alhamdulillah, very, very instrumental.
What's your message this morning, Brother Saeed?
Every Thursday I look forward for your ulama in focus, and I learn a lot. You know, so some of the ulamas we never knew, and now, alhamdulillah, because of ulama in focus, we learned a lot. And, you know, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have, realized all this about the ulamas and all that.
Which one was your favorite program, Brother Saeed?
You know, most of them was very, very instrumental, eh? Alhamdulillah, shukran, most
Alhamdulillah.
Of them, very interesting.
Please leave your name and your number with Hafiz Hanzala, right?
Yeah, okay.
We have another call on the line, Brother Farhan, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So nice to have you on air. What's your tribute to this morning, inshallah?
Jazakallah khair for the great programming of Radio Islam International. Mawlana Suleiman Rawat on Sabahul Muslim is absolutely brilliant. It's reached out to so many people. And Radio Islam, alhamdulillah, has been such an instrumental part in changing people's lives for the better to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I also like the Jamiatul Ulama Dawa wal Irshad, Maulana Ibrahim Bam, Maulana Yahya Bam, for the great efforts towards the various programs they have. And alhamdulillah, the Sira Jalsa in the Sahaba radiallahu anhum Jalsa has been extremely important in terms of the Muslims ensuring the iman is protected, especially in today's times of haram activity.
Can you rather you listen to the program on Thursday evenings?
We do listen to Radio Islam.
Keep your contact details of Brother Alhamdulillah, inshallah.
Jazakallah khair. Okay.
There are many messages coming in. One from the family member, Maulana Muhammad Musa, says, the other day I was going through the downloads and I came across the ulama profile of the Mufti Bismillah. Mufti Bismillah is Maulana's family's uncle. He said he brought back a lot of memories and always remembering Maulana and his humility. The ulama profile brings back a lot of memories. The one on late Maulana Muhammad Hashim, which was on last week, Thursday, he was my uncle. He taught me and gave me a lot of advice, which we value. He is no longer with us. The same advice that I give to my children, and that is from Brother Muhammad. Sister Binti Dawood says, I would love to dedicate a message to my beloved parents for instilling the love of Allah in my heart from a very young age, granting me the ability to study deen. Another message coming about, and it says, Assalamu alaikum, my parents always taught me to be patient and make dua in difficulty. Alhamdulillah, I took their advice and my husband and I are happily married for 25 years. Despite the trying times I endured living with my in-laws, I have passed on this advice to my kids. When I enjoy your program, please give me a CD, inshaAllah ta'ala. And thereafter she says, I also like to dedicate this to Maulana Pirali. So there's many messages that are coming in with the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to just tell you a personal experience that I had with a good friend of mine, Maulana Ibrahim Pirali. When the month of Rajab or somewhere around this time would come about, then Maulana would phone me, I would phone him, and he would say, Mauls, now what are we doing this Ramadan? And I would say, Maulana, I've got this, and he would say, he's got that, and we would sit down, and I would send him what I had, he would send me what he had, and we would start sifting through nazams a while in advance. It wasn't just by the month of Ramadan, you know, it would take a lot of time. We would go through maybe double or triple of what would be launched on the radio, and we would sit down, and I would look, and he would look, and he would say, Maulana, this is a very nice nazam, but perhaps it's not appropriate for the radio. Or you would say that, Maulana, this is an excellent nazam. I think this should be the feature nazam. And like that, over the years, we've been through many nazams. He said, Maulana, here's my collection. And he gave me his whole collection that he had. And I said, look, Maulana, here's my collection, and you take mine that I had. And we would sit down, and we would go about almost every Ramadan for many, many Ramadans. And we would sit down and we would say, okay, this might be the appropriate one. This is how we will launch it. And over the years, alhamdulillah, with the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is how the actual Ramadan CD, some of it at least, not all. Obviously, there's many other people that are also involved with the radioing and the programming as well. So like that, alhamdulillah, we would go about it. And this year when I was sitting and the family was saying, but it's been such a long time, you haven't thought or you haven't looked for any new nazams, it's the same one. Why don't you find something on the net or wherever you would normally find? And when I started looking, on one side I was thinking of my parents and how much they put, and the other side I was thinking of Maulana Pirali, and you know, like, who do you share this with before you even launch it? Who do you sit with and say, you know what, this nazam is okay, it's nice, the meaning is nice, probably the tune, let's find a better tune. And all of these things would happen behind the scenes. Today Maulana is no more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Maulana Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qadr with noor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him for all his shortcomings. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we are able to benefit from the legacy of Maulana. We have a caller on the line. Sister Maryam, assalamu alaikum.
Salam, Maulana Pocha, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, how are you, Shudifat?
Alhamdulillah, Shukar, how are you, Ubaidullah?
Very, very well. How is everything going
with you? All the Alim's programs are very, very inspirational, every one of them. But the ones I really enjoy is Mufti Yusuf Musaji, Maulana Bam, and Maulana Bobat. Very inspirational, as well as many others, but those are the ones that I always listen and I enjoy their programs. And this my mentor, Ubedla, was my father. He used to always tell me, my child, always be on the straight path and always help people that need your assistance, whenever and wherever you are. He was definitely my mentor. Jazakallah.
Jazakallah so much. That is my auntie from Dexina. Her name is Auntie Maryam. We always know her fondly as Chudipoy, and she has called in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant her good health, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for her. We're going to play the next nizam. It's a new nizam that Hafiz Abu Bakr has just launched now. It's called وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ.
Hey, farman khuda, hey, farman khuda, jiski hai alam mein dhamak, hey, farman khuda, jiski hai alam mein dhamak. Ye wo ayat hai, ye wo ayat hai jo padte hai sabhi ملک.
ورفعنا لك ذكرا, ورفعنا لك ذكرا, ورفعنا لك ذكرا.
میری میت کو نہ تم باغ و چمن میں رکھنا, میری میت کو نہ تم باغ و چمن میں رکھنا. خاک طیبہ ہی فقط میرے کفن میں رکھنا, خاک طیبہ ہی فقط میرے کفن میں رکھنا, تاکہ ملتی رہے جنت میں بھی طیبہ کی مہک.
ورفعنا لک ذکرا, ورفعنا لک ذکرا, ورفعنا لک ذکرا.
چوم کے کہتے
سلام. My parents always encourage me to achieve my best by telling me to always try and be my best, but to leave the rest in Allah's hands. Because every effort is very important, but also whatever the outcome, good or bad, I should never be despondent. When your life is written by the greatest, nothing should disappoint you, because there's always wisdom in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. And that is from one of the callers. Another one says, Assalamu alaikum, Mawlana, I am indebted to my parents for having named me Bibi Aisha after the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mother of the ummah, who was intelligent and a courageous woman. The pride I feel when her name is mentioned in the hadith and in the lectures, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant my parents Jannatul Firdaus, Ameen. That comes from Sister Aisha. Mawlana Ubaidullah, a very inspirational program. Jazakallah to Radio Islam's Mawlanas and Muftis, and all. And Ameen to all your du'as, to your wonderful parents and your uncle Mawlana Ravid, who hosts the ulama programs which we benefit a lot from in the Benoni area. Reminds us all of our dini knowledge, Ameen. That's from Umme Abdullah. So with the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are launching our CD called Fikri Hashimi, also acknowledged under the name of my beloved father, Mufti Hashim Boja. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look after both of my parents, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the highest of goodness in this world and in the next as well. We have a call on the line, Brother Saad. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
How are you, Saad?
Alhamdulillah.
What is your message this morning?
Mana, I enjoyed Mulana Pirali's profile.
You like Mulana Pirali?
Mulana, I enjoyed his profile, Mulana. The way he loved his life and how he changed other people's life and how he helped other people, the poor people.
Mulana Pir Ali was an amazing person, if ever you know him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest of stages in Jannah, inshallah. Okay, Saad?
Ameen. Chim.
Please leave your name and your number with Hanzala for me.
Chim, Mulana.
Jazakallah. Mawlana, my parents always told us the Quran and all our righteousness seen towards Islam. Both my parents are deceased. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala filled the qabrs with noor. Maulana, I like your program. We have learned a lot, but I definitely need a CD, inshallah ta'ala. We shall try and send a CD to some of the listeners. The next nazm that we listen to is a very lovely naat. It's a very soft, a very gentle naat. It plays very well. It's said by Noman Shah. The nazm is Khabe Ghaflat. Sorry, it means Khabe Mene Isideka. I've seen such a lovely dream. I don't want to go into the meaning of the dream because of the time, but obviously I would like us, let us listen to the next nazm called Khab by Sayyid Noman Shah.
Ye khab maine ajeeb dekha Nabi ka roza qareeb dekha Ye khab maine ajeeb dekha Nabi ka roza qareeb dekha Pada
launching the CD called Fikre Hashimi. It is a dedication to my parents as well as to a great friend of mine, Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Pir Ali Sahab, Rahmatullahi Alayh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him abundantly. This is a very old nazam, which is a very famous one as well. And this nazam was such that it was a nazam that used to be played often in Hafiz Abu Bakr, Maulana Rafiqa Turani, etc. is also saying it. But I like the tune of it, and let's take a quick listen to that nazam. We're waiting for your calls. The number is 011-854-1548. And inshallah ta'ala, those that we're going to be choosing will be then, we'll be sending them a complimentary CD from my side. And inshallah ta'ala, we hope this program can be motivational. Let's take a listen to the nazam, Salam Uspar.
Allahu 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 Allahu
Salam us par jo duniya ke liye rehmat hi rehmat hai Salam us par ke jiski zaat fakhre سلام اس پر کہ اسرار محبت جس نے سمجھائے سلام اس پر کہ جس نے زخم کھا کر پھول برسائے
اللہ اللہ اللہ
سلام اس پر پیاسوں کو قبائیں دی سلام اس پر کہ جس نے گالیاں سن کر دعائیں دی سلام اس پر کہ جس کے گھر میں چاندی تھی نہ پھر دکھ اٹھاتا تھا سلام اس پر جو بھوکا رہے کہ اوروں کو کھلاتا تھا
السلام علیکم وانا اللہ ریوڈ اول دو علماء فور دی ایفرٹس اینڈ گرانٹ لیٹ مولانا ابراہیم جنت الفردوس التوحید بائی شیخ بسیونی اینڈ کاری بشیر پتیل دو گریٹ ورک فور اسلام مائی نیم از فیروزا ریگولر لسنر ٹو آف ریڈیو اسلام مے آئی پلیز ہیو اے کمپلیمنٹری سی ڈی دیٹ فرام سسٹر فیروزا Inshallah, we're going to see how we're going to do. I'm going to ask Brother Hanzala to make a call with all the messages and all the calls that we receive. Brother Hanzala is going to experience this. And let's see whose names he comes out with. And those names, inshallah, we're going to try and play it on the radio for you. The next nasheed, it's also a very lovely, soft nasheed. It's about La Ilaha Illallah. It's Hafiz Abu Bakr's new CD. From there, he's launched it. Let's take a listen to it, inshallah ta'ala.
La ilaha illallah 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 la ilaha
حمد و ثنا
لا الہ الا اللہ
دوائے رنج و بلا دوائے رنج و بلا
لا الہ
Many messages and many calls that are coming in with the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the next nizam, and this year alhamdulillah says, Wana Prit, it's a nice nizam. It's also about the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us try, inshaAllah ta'ala, to take a listen to this nizam called Allahu Allah.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah. میری دھڑکن میں ہے اللہ میری سانسوں میں ہے اللہ میری سوچوں میں ہے اللہ
اللہ اللہ
آسمان قمر شمس نجوم جلوہ تیرے جلوہ تیرے بحر اشجار جبل شام و سحر تاب تیرے تاب تیرے ارض آسمان قمر شمس نجوم جلوہ تیرے جلوہ تیرے بحر اشجار جبل شام و سحر تاب تیرے تاب تیرے تو ہی موجود بماجد تو ہی جبار بواجد تو ہی غفار بواسد
اللہ 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 اللہ
بستا ہے تیرے آگے سبھی یا اللہ یا اللہ تیرے محتاج سبھی شاہ گدا یا اللہ یا اللہ دس بستا ہے تیرے آگے سبھی یا اللہ یا اللہ تیرے محتاج سبھی شاہ گدا یا اللہ یا اللہ تو ہی اول تو ہی آخر تو ہی ظاہر تو ہی باطن تو ہی متعال و مؤمن
اللہ 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 اللہ
زمانے بھر کو سوارا ہے تمہیں یا خالق یا خالق ہم پہ ہی رزق اتارا ہے تمہیں یا رازق یا رازق زمانے بھر کو سوارا ہے تمہیں یا خالق یا خالق ہم پہ ہی رزق اتارا ہے تمہیں یا رازق یا رازق تو ہی کفار کا رب ہے تو ہی مؤمن کا بھی رب ہے تو ہی انسان کا سب ہے
JazakAllah to Radio Islam and also to Morana for the wonderful programs. Alhamdulillah, our family has been blessed with always being in contact with ulama from our country and abroad. From the ulama program, we have learned so much from those that have left us that we don't know yet. We thought we knew them well. Allah Ta'ala make them maghfirat, accept all the services rendered by them. Ameen. From our family, our own family, ulama were profiled on the show. We request du'as for those who left behind. Ameen. And that comes from the Lahair family in Kempton Park. Somebody who's got a very long relationship with our family and my father as well in particular. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the family patience, grant the family the ability to withdraw all the difficulties. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such all those that have left this world. They have filled a vacuum, but may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant good replacement in return. Especially one of the more important things is a great friend and a colleague of mine, Maulana Muhammad Patel, rahmatullah alayhi, who I lost during the course of last year. Really, Maulana was just a true friend in many ways. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Maulana's family, his parents, his brother, the highest of stages for the reward that they have done. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. We take a listen to the last nasheed. There are a few more, but 10 doesn't permit. Probably Radio Islam will play them, inshallah. And the last one is subhanallah. Lovely soothing nizam about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's take a listen to the last nasheed. Of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have come and we have able to launch the series. It is only the kindness, the mercy. We make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ikhlas and sincerity. We also make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that Allah accepts from us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to be able to serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Whoever has sent me or whoever has called in, we shall try and send everyone inshallah copy of the CD with the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and each one that has been sent in a message or whatever, from my side I will inshallah try and send you a CD. So please leave your contact details with myself. You can just send me a message with all the details. I'm unable to post all. If you could just make some arrangements to be picked up from myself or the radio station inshallah, and I will endeavor to try and get it to you. And on that note, we shall close today's launch inshallah from myself, Ubaidullah Boja, until Thursday evening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.